Continuing in Tfilah. If you look in the Siddur, after Yigdal, often the Siddurim start what they call Birchas HaShachar, and the very first bracha is the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. And the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. We're going to give the very most simplistic taich, and then we're going to delve into a little bit about what it is that we're saying, or what we should hopefully be thinking about, even a little bit of what we're supposed to be thinking when we say it. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu, our God, Melech HaOlam, the King of the Universe, Asher Kidishonu B'mitzvosav, who has sanctified us, has been mekadosh us with His mitzvos, V'tzivanu, and has commanded us, Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, this Al Netilas Yadayim is Pashas, we're going to say, regarding washing hands, but we're going to discuss at length, probably not even today, about what Netilas Yadayim, washing hands, why a lashon of Netila, what exactly Netila means. Pashas Rechitza means to wash, but we're not going to discuss that today because we have things that we got to discuss before that. And that is, what are we saying? We hopefully say more than 100 brachas every day. What are we supposed to be thinking even a little bit when we say, Baruch, blessed atah are you, Hashem? I mean, we're blessing Hashem? What are we doing? We became a big rabbis over here, and you know, we're going around giving brachas. Yeah, it says, Alti Bichas Hadid Kala Benecha, you know, but we're very low, but we're giving...
Does Hashem need our blessings?
And that's an excellent question. Does Hashem need our blessings? It's a wonderful question. The answer is, He certainly does not need our blessings. That's certainly the answer.
Question is, but one shot is that we're just acknowledging that He is blessed, Baruch.
Yeah, that He is
blessed with a D at the end.
What does that mean? That He is awesome. Blessed. What does that mean to you? So you're saying your shot. Now, what does that mean? He is blessed,
worthy of being blessed. Perhaps He's worthy of being blessed.
Baruch Hashem is worthy of being blessed.
He doesn't need it, but He is worthy of it being blessed by us. He is worthy of it. Maybe that's what it means. Or could that be one shot?
That's fascinating. I can't tell you, I looked in every source, I'm sure I missed the source, but I didn't see that pshat anyway. I'll tell you. I saw pshat that we'll see are going to come close to that, but not necessarily that He is worthy of being blessed, because I think that's, I mean, we understand, it's pretty, a little bit pathetic that we have to like, by the way, God, we want to let you know, you're not worthy of being blessed, you know? You don't need it. It's, you know, but I mean, I didn't see it. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to discount it. It could be, but the Rishayim that I saw didn't say that. So let's try to stick to the Rishayim and the Acharonim that I saw to get a little bit of a stronger meaning. It's just these words. We're going to focus first on these words. Baruch Atah Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem. So it says in the Siddur HaAvodah that Baruch, the word Baruch, is the Rosh Tevis of Bakoil Rishon Ve'en Kamayu. That's what the word Baruch is supposed to be thinking. He says, the Rosh Tevis. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the first of everything. And we discussed this already last week, and we discussed Yigdal, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, one of the Animam, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the first of everything. And we discussed the going, the Shlach Kodesh, that even though there are things that are first, like Reuven, we said, was the first of the Shvatim, but before the Shiftei Ka, before the Shvatim, was Yaakov Avinu. So even when you have all the first, there's something before the first. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the ultimate first. There is nothing at all before the Rebbeinu Shalom. He is Rishon. And Ve'ein Kamayu, there's no one like the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's as I state. The Rav Jaham says that, this is very interesting. Abu Jaham says like this.
I've never heard of him.
Now, Abu Jaham is a Rishon. He's one of the Rishonim. You look in Shulchan Aruch, he's quoted plenty. Abu Jaham is one of the Rishonim. Many, many years ago.
From the 1500s?
No, before that.
Even before that?
Oh, yeah, before that. 1500s, really later. I'm pretty sure he's before that. Kasev Rabbeinu Rabbi Yaakov ben Rab Asher, the Torah Rechayim Simen Hei, Tzarech Ha'odim L'chavin B'chol HaBrachas. A person has to have Kavana in all of his brachas that he makes. Shehu Mevarech Perish Hamilis Shemaitzi v'sasim v'pif. He has to have in mind the meaning of the words that he's saying. Uva'askire Hashem. And when he mentions the Shem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yechavim Perish Kriyasei Ba'alav Dalet. You should have in mind, and we're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei, the words say Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we're saying Adnus, Lashon of Adnus, Alav Dalet Nun Yud, and Lashon Adnus, Shehu Adoyin HaKoyel, that the Rebbein Shalom is the master of all. So we say Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem. Hashem is Rebbein Shalom is Adonai HaKadosh. That's what the Rebbein Shalom is. V'yichavim oy perish b'tevis yud hey. You should also have in mind the perish, the definition of the yud kei vav kei, which the letters that we see, that those are not the letters we say. Lashon havayish shehu hayah hayviyeh. That the Rebbein Shalom was, is, and will always be. Uvaskira Elikim, and when you mention, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu or Elikim, you should have in mind Yechavin Shehu Takiv Amitz. The Rebbein Shalom is Almighty. He has strength. He has capabilities over everything in the upper hemisphere and the lower hemisphere and everywhere in between, upstairs, downstairs, everywhere. Kikei Lashon Koyach V'Chayziku. So that's what you're supposed to have in mind when you say Hashem Elokeinu. It says in the Tikkuni Zohar, when a person says Baruch, it doesn't mean that we're saying we're blessing Hashem. We're saying, blessed are you, Hashem. A guy comes over to me, I say, blessed are you. No, that's not what it means. He says is, there's no such concept. Ein epol shehu mevaruch. Rather, Elokimoi, when we say Rachum v'chanun, when we say Rachum v'chanun kelar chapayim, we go through the Yud Gimel Midas. When we say the Rebbein Shalom is a Rachum v'chanun, what does it mean? The Rebbein Shalom is a Rachum. He's one that has mercy and one that's a Chan. He has Chen. It means is he is the source of all Rachamim in the world. He is the source of all Chanun in the world, and that's what it means. Shehu atzmai mekar habracha ve'ein mekav me'acher. When you say Baruch, you have in mind not I am blessing the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom does not need me to bless him. It does nothing for the Rebbein Shalom. I'm acknowledging that the Rebbein Shalom is the source of all bracha in this world, and there is no one else that's the source. It's the Rebbein Shalom and only the Rebbein Shalom. It's brought down. I've said this before, but it's, you know, really very powerful, and it says that during the 40 years in the Midbar, every year, the 600,000, they all had to die because of the Chet Egel. They all died throughout the years of the Midbar. Now, it got split up over 40 years. So the Medrash tells us that every year on Tisha B'Av, everyone dug graves for themselves, and they lay down in it, and every year a percentage of the Yidden died. Until after the 40th year, technically all 600,000 should have been died.
It was always on Tisha B'Av.
Always Tisha B'Av. It says, Chazal tell us, there was a great Yom Tov, Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av was a great Yom Tov. One of the reasons Tu B'Av was a great Yom Tov was because the last year in the Midbar, they dug, like the people that were left standing, all dug graves for themselves. They lay down in it. They waited until the 15th of Av, when they saw that they still were alive. Until then, they thought maybe they made a wrong cheshbon. Maybe it wasn't really Tisha B'Av. They said by Tu B'Av they knew that they were alive. They were spirit and they weren't dead and they weren't gonna die. And that's why they came out. It was a big Yom Tov. What's the pshat that they were saved? What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. The first year,
the 40th year already.
It was the four. No, but those people were supposed to die. It was the last year people that were supposed to die. The last percentage doesn't say if it was specifically 15,000, the 40 times 15.
Why
were they spared? It's an excellent question. Why were they spared? It sounds like this: the first year, 600,000, not from 15,000 died every year. 40 times 15,000, 600,000. It doesn't say, I didn't see specifically that was the number, but let's just, for practical purposes, to understand. The first year, everyone dug graves, 600,000 people. Okay? And they all knew that 15,000 people were going to die, but there were going to be 585,000 people that would still be alive. So they dug the grave, And it might have davened to Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, please spare me. I shouldn't be one of the 15,000 that are going to die. But, you know, even when you're davening, you're like, hey, you know, I got a pretty good chance of living. Percentage-wise, there's only 15,000 dying. There's 585,000 that are going to stay alive. I'm okay. As the years went on, your percentage went down.
Right.
The second to last year, there are 30,000 people left standing. You start davening much harder because now you got a 50-50 chance that you're going to die. That last year, they davened without any hesitation of understanding, without any thought that maybe I'm going to stay alive anyways. That was a pure tefillah. They davened with the understanding that not percentages, there's no other way for me to live unless God will pardon me directly. The year before, you know, I have, even without God pardoning me, there's a chance I'm going to live. So you don't daven with the same thing. You don't. It's not like, oh, I understand that the Baruch Hashem is the only one that can save me. I can be saved without the Baruch Hashem because I got a 50-50 chance. And last year they davened knowing that there's no chances. We're dying. I'm dead. There's 15,000 of us left. 15,000 of us are dying. I'm dead. There's one way to do it. I can daven to the source who can save us, the Baruch Hashem. When you daven with such purity and you understand that it all comes from the Baruch Hashem, that's what they were saved. Because their tefillahs were 100% pure. A lot of times we daven, and you daven to Hashem and you should make a lot of money. You know, but then when you see the rich guy down the block and you're like, you're asking him for a job and you know he's got big business deals and so on and so forth, you don't necessarily think it's coming from him and not from God. But sometimes the mind starts to say, you know, you'll be nicer to him, he's going to help you, and you don't realize that it's all from the Baruch Hashem, 100% from the Baruch Hashem. That rich guy could be a shliach, he can give you the job, but he's nothing more than a shliach, it's not coming from him. And it's harder to daven like that, but we have to try to work on it. As I state in the Zohar, Baruch, the Baruch Hashem is the source of all bracha, period. There is nothing else, there is no one else. That's where all the source of bracha comes. It says in the Abu Jaham, back to the Abu Jaham, he says, Ata, you, Masha Harbe Bracha is Paiskun Balosh and Erechach Ata. It sounds a little bit, I come and I say, Baruch Ata, blessed are you. I'm talking directly to the Baruch Hashem. And then it continues, Umesayim Balosh and Ister. And it ends in the Lashon Nister. What does that mean? Baruch Ata Hashem. I'm talking directly to the Baruch Hashem. And then all of a sudden I veer off. Elokein Melech HaOlam. He's our God, the King of the Universe. Asher Kiddishonu B'Mitzvayisav. Who was Mekadosh us with his mitzvahs? I went into third person. What happened? I started off, I'm talking directly to God. Directly to Hashem. Ata, you Hashem. Blessed are you Hashem. And then, Asher Kiddush, he, the Baruch Hashem, it was Mekadosh me. Us. What happened? Why did we change over here?
Well, every bracha. Just about every
bracha. He says Harbe. He says Harbe because there are some that don't continue Asher Kiddush and Tzoyzer.
Right.
Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Baruch Hu is no Asher Kiddush and Tzoyzer.
Right.
So he's talking about all those other brachas. So he says Harbe, not all of them. So what's the pshat? He said, is because we need to understand that there are certain things that are nigla to us, to the Baruch Shalom, and certain things are not. We have to realize both parts. Baruch Ata Hashem, there are times when the Baruch Shalom is nigla and we could see it. The Shem Shakai is nigla, but sometimes it's hidden from us. We can't always see it. We don't always understand it. So we're being Mekadosh, the Baruch Shalom, and we're blessing, whatever. Again, we're understanding it. The source of bracha and everything comes from the Baruch Shalom, even when we don't see it. Same way Aaron Neshamas, he says, a little bit more abstract concept, Aaron Neshamas, part of it is Nigla, and part of it is Nister, but that's why we switch off. And he says, V'yesh mefarshim, shuhuloshin erisin v'kedushin, sheketshan Hashem li yisrael b'mitzvos, kidachsev v'yastich li b'emuna, v'yastich li l'yerlam. When it says Asher Kedishanu Mitzvayse V'Tzivanu, it says that He sanctified us with His mitzvahs. That means Kedusha. That means the Rebbeinu Shalom, and He gave us the mitzvahs. That was the Rebbeinu Shalom giving us, making a kinyan in us, us being the Kala, Him being the Rebbeinu Shalom, Kaviyacha being the Chasen, that He was Mekadosh us with Eirusin. And we say Ve'yastich Li La'olam. We should have that eternal connection of Eirusin. Rav Shlomo Kluger talks about this Eirusin and this concept of Kedushin, and he says that in this world, is Erusin. The next world is Nisuin. Nisuin is step two. Erusin is the engagement, so to say, and Nisuin is the next step where we get married in a much higher level. Next time we should be Zeicha in the near future, that we should see the next level of being really close to the Rebbeinu Shalom in the Nisuin. Now, what does it mean, Ve'erastichi Lo'ilam? What does it mean, Ve'erastichi Be'amuna? He says, what does it mean, Ve'erastich? So Ve'erastich, he says, is Ve'erastichi Be'amuna. They say, Kol Mitzvah Se'ach Amuna. It says that every mitzvah is Amuna in the Rebbeinu Shalom, and that's why Amuna is mitzvahs. But what does it mean to have an Erusin? Which is why Erusin doesn't seem to be a good place to be. It's only an engagement. You want to get to the bottom line, you want to get to the final, you want to get to the marriage. So I heard, so Rajan says from a palm, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that a person has to see his connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom always in a level of Erusin. He says when people are engaged, there's an excitement. They're engaged. There's a big excitement. They're always looking to do things and more and more and more. When people, they get married years later, you know, things, you know, we get used to everything. And when you become married for too long, it's like, okay, you know, I'm doing this and doing that. The excitement is no longer there.
People get tired of each other.
There we go. See that? You gotta work on it, but it happens sometimes. We have to keep that connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom in this world, a freshness, always looking to do more. You should have a marriage, it's also supposed to be like that person when he gets married, should work on his marriage, it should also be of Ve'erastich L'Olam. He should leave it at that level of engagement, of always trying to be exciting. But that's our avodah of having connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It says in the Goyim, in the Vayikra, Kapitel Yud Ches Pasuk Hey, Ushmartem es Chukosai ves Mishpatai, Asher Yase Oysa Ma'odim V'chai Bohem Ani Hashem. He says, when you read any bracha like this, he says you have to read it with a very important comma. What's the comma? Baruch Adar Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, our God, the King of the Universe, Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvoso, who sanctified us with mitzvahs. Comma. But you know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? V'Tzivonu. Because He commanded us. V'Tzivonu, and whatever the Al-Tiyaz Yudayim, whatever it is, Al-Tiyaz Lulav, whatever the brachas, but V'Tzivonu. You know why we're going to do it? Not because of Rebbeinu Shalom with Mekadosh results. Not because, like I said, from the going days, Mekadosh results of Kedushin. Not because Rebbeinu Shalom gave us mitzvahs and gave us an opportunity to get schar. Not because of any of that. You want to know why? For one reason. God commanded us. We're supposed to do things, we're supposed to make a bracha and have in mind this, I'm doing this mitzvah, not because it makes sense to me, not because I'm going to feel good about it, because the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded me. That's why I'm doing the mitzvah. End of story. As I state in the Bible. It says in the Shloka Kodesh, Ubeinyin Bir HaBrocha Matzasi B'Kisvei HaKodesh, the Talmid HaRizal Derechla B'Chol HaBerechas HaMitzvahs, Baruch is Bebina. Ata Hashem Elokeinu Chesed Gvur V'Tiferes Asher Bina Kedishon Tiferes Mitzoysav Nesav Avahoy. He says that it has all these, just so you know, when you're making brachas, aside from the more simplistic meanings that we're trying to come up with, there's a lot of hidden deep meanings. You know, when it says is that when a person davens, and you say the Tehillim, we quote a lot of Pesukim in Tehillim, and a lot of Prokim in Tehillim, and a lot of different things that we answer Knesset HaGdolah. Aside from all the Kavanas that we should try to have, we should also be davening that the Mechaber of the Tefillahs, the Mechaber, the one who wrote these Tefillahs, David HaMelech, who wrote Tehillim, his Kavanas, when he wrote it, should also be the Rebbeinu Shalom could count it as if it's in our bracha as well, in our tefillahs as well, because their thoughts were much, 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 much greater than ours. We can't come close to it, and we want it to be that when we say Tehillim, when we say things of with the great Gedolim of the previous generations who wrote these tefillahs and Tehillim, that with their thoughts go into the tefillahs, that it should always have a kayach, and it's brought down like that. That when you say a tefillah, that's why it has a kayach, even if you don't have a kavanah, but certainly it's the proper thing to have kavanah. And as I said, Shemini Esrei, and all these tefillahs, first bracha could be yoytze if you don't say the first bracha kavanah, but the rest of them, it has a kayach. Even if it's not the proper kavanah, but it still has a kayach, because what they put in. B'milas baruch, nemu boi harve pirushim. How many pirushim of a baruch means? He says, B'tikunim is Zaya Pishui. Ki Baruch, Rosh Tevis, Baruch. He's doing a different Rosh Tevis than we said before. Baruch is the Rosh Tevis, Baruch, Reish, Umekar Kol, Abrochus. Same concept. The Rabbanu Shalom is, it blesses the head, the top, and he's the Makar of all Brachas. The Da Iyu Reish, Umekar Lachal Abrochus, begin Da Beitreni Yechach, Mamar Al Keser, the Ereshim Abur, the Kol Birchon. Rabbanu Shalom is the crown, he has everything, everything is the Rabbanu Shalom's, and he is the source of all Brachas. It says in the Sefer Teres HaMincha. Teres HaMincha is a Talmud of Rajba written by Rabbi Yaakov Skili. In Parashas Lech Lecha, he says like this: V'yesh la'ayin lama hiskiru milas ata v'yichduha al kol inyan v'inyan ata hu Hashem levadecha ata asisir shishamayim v'ata mechayi es kulam ata hu Hashem alikim. He doesn't discuss only specifically Baruch Ata Hashem when we're discussing, but he says all these times he's saying ata. We're talking to the Baruch Hashem, it's getting disrespect. You know, when you go over to a very important person goes over to the Shiva, it's more proper to speak to him in third person. You shouldn't say, "Hey, buddy, Rosh Yeshiva, how are you? How are you?" He says, "How is the Rosh Yeshiva doing?" It's a way of speaking with respect. Why do we say Atat Hashem? Hashem, we certainly should speak with respect. The Chir is Atat called Dabar Dabar Lama. Why? Da, you should know. Kimilas Atat Mariel Etzem Hadavar. Me, the word Atta means is that I am getting to the source of what's happening here. Al Etzem Hadover. Kemoya Gitzad Nechaskam, Mareyim Ba'isim, Bibi Ba'isim, Vatikah Ha'er, Isha Shnei Anoshim, Mareyim Atzmam Etzem Shalahem. I'm getting to the source of it, the Sherish of it. The Sherish Atta V'ikwe Es, the Es V'Atta Inyan Achahim. Why? Ha'em Kacha Es Asali, V'Es Es Zabar Eleinu, Es Shurach, V'im Kein Mokum Shem Al Hashem, Yizbarach Es, Oy Atta, Mareyim Al Tatsumay Vamri Tusay. When I say Atta, I'm supposed to be reflecting on the Rebbeinu Shalom's one. I'm supposed to be trying to get to the source of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It means it's not, I have no chance to get to the source of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But it means that I understand that the Rebbeinu Shalom is the true thing in this world. He is the not just the source of bracha, but the Rebbeinu Shalom is the amitis of this world. He says the word ata should be like Yudke Vavke. You shouldn't be able to erase it. Because when you're saying the word Atta, you're representing, you're speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom on one-on-one, saying is Ke'ein, that you realize, you recognize the Rebbeinu Shalom, his the Amitis of the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm able to speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom and say Atta. He says, really shouldn't be able to erase it. He says, it's such a holy word. El Nation Nishtam Shubo Lehedje Lerosu Lechol Lemashem Vizagdoshim Kmosh Lechol Tzadik V'Kodesh Chan Racham. Like they didn't do Kodesh Tzadik Chan Racham, which also could have been, they didn't do it. It would be too common. I'll be saying, Kinuyim Arinika Hashem Baruch. But having the Baruch Hashem is called sometimes a tzadik, a kodesh, a chan, a rachum, it's not called one of the shamus that now being a chakim. Now, the kibbutz called Elat Hevish Mishtam Shem on the Hedjit, because the Hedjit uses it as well. You know, I can say to you. So therefore, it's not a word of Kedusha, because if I can speak to you and say, hello, how are you? And I spoke to you, I say, you are good. If I say you are good to the Baruch Shalom, it's not the same Kedusha, and therefore it's not a word that's not allowed to be erased. You're allowed to erase the word Atta, it does not have the shame, but when you're saying it to the Baruch Shalom, you're saying, it really does have a very powerful meaning and tremendous Kedusha.
It's a sign of respect.
It's a sign of respect. In this case, because you're in general, to speaking to a regular person, no. But when you're saying the Atta to directly to the Baruch Shalom, you're recognizing the Atzmius and the Amitis of the Baruch Shalom. Gam ata ki echem moira al tatsumoi uvamitosei shei kolelos kol shneim shneim ve'es moisis me'alav atah. He says ata is aleph through tough. That's the first two letters. You're going to get to the last one. Ata is aleph tough hey. Aleph through tough, the Baruch Shalom encompasses all the aleph base. The whole world was created with the aleph base. The Baruch Shalom is found in every letter and at the outcome of every letter. Ubehem nimsa kol hamatzias. And he says, the Tosfos says, hey, ba'ata, what's the hey for? It's brought down with the hey, the world was created with the letter hey. And so it says that there should be a hey, and there's a little leg, a little broken leg, that a person who falls down in the bottom because he does averus, there's a little opening on top of the leg that a person can do tshuva and come back in. As I state, and the little world is created with the hay, so that's what the atah represents. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the aleph through the tough, which is everything, inclusive, And that's what he created, and he created the world with the hay. That's what Atta is. Very powerful words in the Teres HaMincha. It says in the Karakemach that the source of Baruch Atah Hashem is from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha. We want to understand the world. Teach us your chukim. That's what we want to know. Hayda melech l'shem l'vachish v'kosef adem meis ha-kadosh baruch hu she'itin l'shefa v'riboy ha-soga b'diyosei v'sha'arei n'flo'ese m'tei yosei. That when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're asking always in the Rebbeinu Shalom that we want a heap shef on us, heap good things on us, heap tov on us. We want to understand your Torah, we want to understand the misses, we want to understand everything, and that's when we say that's what we want. These are important things that a person has to always be thinking about, that when he says Baruch Atah Hashem, that he has this in mind. It says in the Chinuch, Mitzvah Tuflamid, it's like this. Hakdama. How could it be that we can bless something, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that he has no shaykhah to needing more blessing? He doesn't forget the fact whether we have the capabilities or not, but the Baruch Hashem doesn't need to be blessed more. If I come over and bless someone else, or there's someone that blesses me, so I can use extra blessing, and he can use extra blessing. The Baruch Hashem doesn't need it. Chalila, Chas v'Shalom, such a thing. Ki hu Adon HaKol, the master over everything. Rebbeinu Shalom is mechadish everything in this world from nothing. Rebbeinu Shalom created this world from nothing. Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't need anything from us. We have to understand what the kavan is, what's going on here. He says, this is the chinuch, not me. He says, I don't even think I can understand a tipa, a little drop of the yam. I can't even really understand the true meaning of it. But ki chvar hu gadli b'shemachti m'picha chom ki yesh b'dvarim eile yisoydis chazokim b'seizlan. I was told that they are tremendous yisoydis and chazokim that are here. Yoydiyam chachmei atheru tamidem kishayhem nevoinim mukshayim chomaseim norm avroi chachi lachati b'lek tzas tam yasiyan al-dor v'boi v'ula hez teva hashtika v'ha havet kalkel hashuva. Maybe I should be quiet because it's so above me. I have no shaykh as this, but I have such a tremendous love, and maybe I'm going to do the wrong thing, but I need to explain something. This is the chinuch talking again, not me. Yodua, as you can imagine how little I know. This is the chinuch. Yodua adavim mufursim ki Hashem baruch hu payel kol hanimtze. Ubara adam v'shiktu ala aras al kol hashem. But the Baruch Shalom is the one who created man. He's the ruler over the entire world. I mean, midayisha baruch hu shirav chesed. V'uchafes v'tayves b'yashav. He has a will to give over good to the creations. And he wants them to be ready to accept Torah from him. He wants to give over good. Someone who gives over good, that makes him more complete. You know why we say Baruch Atah Hashem? It's for ourselves. Baruch Hashem doesn't need our blessings. Baruch Hashem doesn't need to hear that. It's for ourselves to realize that Baruch Hashem is the one who created the world and created everything, and he doesn't need the blessing. That's why we're saying it, just to be ourselves to realize, what are we doing? We're about to eat food, we're about to make a brach, about to do a mitzvah, about to wash our hands. What are we doing? You know why? The Baruch Shalom told us, and he's the one who created the world, and we just need to realize that. To thank him. That this can mean thank, or be moida, to acknowledge that it comes from the Baruch Shalom. After we acknowledge it, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, then we could say Chayin Hadas, all the other brachas we ask for tshuva and Baruch Aleinu, everything that we ask for. After we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we can get to that. Again, to acknowledge, we said Baruch, we acknowledge that Baruch Shalom is the source of all good and all Shefa. And then we ask for something and we say again, Baruch, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, we have to acknowledge it again and realize it. And again, what we discussed, that this concept of when you're davening, that it's complete to Baruch Shalom. There is nothing else, there is no one else. You don't want to be like a robber taking something from the Baruch Shalom. Everything in this world is a Baruch Shalom. The Baruch Shalom is koil all the brachos. That the whole world should recognize that all the bracha comes from you, the Baruch Shalom. And by those that call bezet to new abrachas for oilam, the Yushan Chetzesh, your Chavetz, the Hedek Moshamanu, the Tishan Achavetz, has come a bookish, and he continues to go keep the Moshe's Chari, me Eta Shem, Shem, Mashem, Chetzel, I shall write to the Tevashan Shabbos. Be Yosef. So, we're going to next week continue and come maybe a little bit of a different twist in all this, but what we come out with tonight is when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, we have to have in mind that Ribbono Shel Olam is the true source of all bracha. Everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not blessing the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't need our blessing. He doesn't have to hear us say Baruch Atah Hashem. It's for us. Be ma'ir in ourselves that we should be thinking about it and realize what the best way to daven, the true way to daven, is to recognize this point that everything is from the Baruch Shalom and there's nothing that anyone else can give us. It's only the Baruch Shalom that all good and all type comes from the Baruch Shalom. Have a good day.